I have come to a place where I can't love in and of myself. The love has to flow through me from Jesus to others. That,
yeah,
that's how it works. I'm simply like that. I'm like the window and his light is shines through. You know what I mean? Like that's the reality for me.
Welcome to Cultivating the Lovely. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa. You can find out more about the podcast at cultivatingthelovely.com, in our Yellow Brick Road membership community at patreon.com/cultivatingthelovely, and in our Facebook group. I would also love to connect with you on Instagram, where you can find me at Mackenzie Coppa. That's MackenzieKoppa. Ladies, this week on the show, I have my final close local friend that I've been wanting to have on the show since Christmas, at least, but really long before then, because she's just so lovely and so kind. And she was one of the original ladies who helped inspire Cultivating the Lovely and what it is and where the name came from. And it is Shell Bruzis. And you're going to hear in this episode just how sweet and kind and fun she is. I know you guys are going to fall in love with her just as much as I have. She's such an amazing friend. I have this tight-knit group of ladies here locally to me who are just so amazing, and they show me friendship in ways that I really never even thought were possible, and I'm so grateful for it. And we really talk about that more in this episode, things that we have both been through and she's been through and her unique mothering journey. I think you guys are going to be really blessed by this episode, and I hope to have her on again soon. So if you guys have any specific questions that you would like Shell and I to talk about on an upcoming episode, then please let me know. You can message me on Instagram or Facebook. Usually Instagram is a really good way to get a hold of me, and we would love to answer some of those in an upcoming episode. Also, Shell is going to be helping me very soon in some of the behind the scenes stuff with Cultivating the Lovely. She is such a great, inspiring lady and so great at brainstorming and helping me out. And so she is going to help me come up with some more ideas and things that we are going to be incorporating into Patreon and the direction of the podcast. So if you would like to get in on any of that exclusive content that we will have in Patreon, then make sure to come over to patreon.com/cultivatingthelovely, and we would love to have you there. Right now we have weekly challenges going on, things about both self-care and taking care of your home and getting ready for summer, and we would love to have you participate in those with us. So be sure to head over to patreon.com/cultivatingthelovely. Also, ladies, you might be able to hear I am sick right now and I'm losing my voice again, but it's not that way in the whole episode. It's just going to be that way in the ads, in the intro, and the outro. So sorry that you have to bear with me through it, but at least it's not the whole show, right? All right, ladies, let's get on with this episode with Shell Bruzis.
Welcome, Shell.
Aw, thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here with you.
I am so excited to have you on because, okay, you guys, I tried to get Shell on like at Christmas time, if you guys remember when I had all my friends on that are like my local gals who've been my rocks throughout this whole process, and it just never panned out for us to make it work. And so I knew for May, you guys know I've been trying to like kind of switch things up a little bit and have some different conversations on, and I knew I wanted to have Shell on because she is just literally one of the loveliest people I have ever met. I mean, you guys know that the whole idea of Cultivating the Lovely was founded out of these friends who are sweet and lovely and beautiful and have the most amazing families. And then I'm like the spicy, crazy one. But you are just, I don't even know how to describe you because you're so like pure of heart and kind and selfless and serving. And I feel like you have got so much goodness to be sharing on my show. So I'm so glad to have you.
And I'm totally blushing.
I know, I'm sure you are.
Really, I'm a mess in and of myself. So thank you for your sweet words. I think you love me. So you see that. You see that in me.
I think everyone sees that in you because it's true. But you guys, I mean, I'm just going to keep bragging on you as much as you love it. She hates this kind of thing, you guys. But you are so plugged into Jesus. You just, it's such a real relationship for you. And it's so evident and it just spills out. And I think really that is, it is rare to find that. And it's rare to truly be able to see it the way that you have it.
I just really, truly believe that, like Jesus' words, that he has come to give us life and abundant life. And I'm experiencing that on a daily basis by just being loved by him.
I've seen, I mean, every once in a while you post things on Instagram. You guys, she's got one of those like beautiful Instagrams, but it's true. It's not like, hey, fake, you know, try to live up to my life. It's literally beauty that she lives in, which we're going to get to in a second.
Yeah.
But, you know, you talk about your times with Jesus, your mom of five kids, you're a homeschooler. Mm-hmm. Like you, I feel like you do a good job of taking care of yourself in the midst of all of that. And I think one of the number one ways you do that is your time with Jesus. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about how you like practically make that happen in your life?
Well, it's different every day for me. Yeah. I'm not super, I'm more of a spontaneous, not super orderly person. Like I never do everything, anything really at the same time every day, whether it's waking up, going to bed, anything. So for me, I just learned that the best way that I can connect with Jesus is kind of on the run. If I can get to it first thing in the morning, that's my preference. So, but for me, beauty is a really big part of that. Like I just have felt like, my time with Jesus is like a date. Yeah. So often I will like have a warm cup of something. I light a candle. I have pretty flowers. I make it special, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I'm usually setting that up if I can, if I'm at home. But it could be in the evening, like after the kids are in bed. It could be a fun, it doesn't even have to be at all, but like in my car while I'm waiting for someone to be done with ballet. I mean, it's so random and different. But the point for me is like, it's just my daily sustenance to be with Jesus. I have to every single day.
Yeah, you can tell that you have that hunger and that you do it. Yeah. And that, I think that consistency, and even like you're saying, which I think is really, it should be an encouragement to moms who feel this guilt of like, oh, I didn't get up and do it first thing in the morning. So it's, you know, it's done for the day. But that can't be the case when we're the moms in this stage, I think.
Right. And,
well, we should say, okay, so you've got five kids and they're a very large age range.
Right.
So do you want to tell what that is?
Yeah. So Annabelle is my oldest. She's 13. And then Jack is 10. Lucy is 8. Ruby's 6. And Willa just turned 2. So yeah, I've got a wide range.
I think I have a big range and you've got an even bigger range than I do.
And you have a big range too.
Yeah. But you beat me by 2 years and one more kid. So you've got more to contend with and you're still homeschooling. So, you know.
Oh, part-time. Only part-time. I'm barely making part-time here.
Yeah. Well, you're still doing it. You're doing it. And I think that though is such an encouragement. Like you've got a lot going on. You've got so many irons in the fire and you just find the time where you can, and that it really does, it still impacts you. It's still just as sweet and wonderful and is able to fill you up. And I think a lot of moms need that freedom and that grace to make it work where they can.
Right. And I mean, honestly, it's not perfect. Like, and that I think is the beauty is like kind of sometimes moms, like just, it's a worship song in the car when you're like in the middle of going from here to there. It doesn't have to be a certain amount of time and a certain amount of chapters. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just that connection with Jesus is so vital for me, like for my soul to feel alive and to be able to, I need that to be able to give love. Like I have just come, like just in my life at this point, I have come to a place where I can't love in and of myself. The love has to flow through me from Jesus to others. That's how it works. I'm simply like that. I'm like the window and his light is shines through. You know what I mean? Like that's the reality for me. So it just can look so different.
Well, and I just love how you said that it's about the connection with Jesus. It's not about what you have to check off on your list, because that's, I think, how a lot of moms get bogged down. And I do it. I know I do.
Yeah.
Of like, oh,
I do too.
I got behind on this Bible study. Right. So I guess I'll just give up because I'm now, you know, a couple days behind or whatever. But if that's not the goal, if the achieving something isn't the goal, if it's the connection, then that's something else entirely.
It really is. It really is. Yeah. I've found that it's really transforming my life one day at a time, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's just so freeing. And I hope a lot of moms listening really take that to heart and are able to think about their time with him in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Me too. Yeah.
So obviously, you know, you do that to take care of yourself, but you've had to take care of yourself in some other ways, especially over the last couple of years, and probably in ways that a lot of moms haven't quite experienced. But you had your last baby. How old was Ruby when you had Willa? 4?
Yes.
Okay. 4. So you'd had a bit of a break.
Yeah.
And then here comes Willa. And, you know, it's different having babies like into your 30s than it is in your 20s. Holy moly. Yes. And
way different.
Yeah. I know. I felt that even just from 22 with Roman to 30 with Eliana. It was like a whole different ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
But you had just some complications at the end and then have really had to deal with some things afterward. Do you, you don't have to go into like super detail, but you've definitely had to focus on taking care of yourself in order to even be able to take care of your family. So do you want to talk at all about kind of that process of, you know, like older maternal, you know, things and what you've been through?
Sure. Yeah. Willa was an amazing surprise. I found out about her. Well, I kind of knew about her, but for sure. It was the day before my birthday, my 35th birthday.
Oh, I didn't
birthday.
Know that.
So I had known that she was there. I just hadn't, like, I was trying to hold off until my birthday, and I did it the day before. And then, she was definitely on her way. So that was a really special birthday gift for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was 35, and, just kind of pregnancy was rough. Like, it was just very different from my other kids. And I just kind of slowly declined. My health was declining, like, just so slowly and gradually.
Mm-hmm.
And there were like little things popping up that I was telling, you know, my midwife about or whatever. And we just weren't catching what it was. None of us were, really. And then, I ended up having really horrible insomnia. But I just was in such a blur. I didn't even notice that I was only getting like around 2 hours of sleep a night because of waking up so many times. And that was ongoing until, and then I ended up having a hospital birth, and that was, I mean, God just completely protected her and me too. I mean, I just feel like his hand of protection was over our lives. Like, she never once skipped a beat through all of it. Never gave anyone a scare. She was born at, okay, we're going to have to edit this out. Can we do that?
Yes.
She was born almost a month early. So she ended up having to go to the NICU.
That.
Yes. It was like one day short of, like, she wouldn't have had to go to the NICU had she been born.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
So she ended up coming back an hour later. She was totally fine. It was just protocol. And that was amazing that I got to have her right back. Just so, like, through every single bit of the whole process, like, how God's hand of protection was on us was just miraculous. And when we ended up being admitted to the hospital and she was born, I didn't know that I didn't have anything ready yet. I had just been so sick. I didn't have I didn't have anything for her yet. Diapers, like, it just kind of all happened so quickly. But oh my goodness, I had friends show up with diaper bags full of preemie clothes for her, and everything I needed was just, it was brought to me. It was incredible, like, how well taken care of we were. And I had months of meals that people brought to us, and they fed us, and just being in a place of receiving God's love in that way that was just overwhelming. Mm-hmm. We had family come and stay with our kids, stay with us, take care of me. Sorry.
Yeah. No.
It just brings up so much emotion to talk about it, and it's good.
Yeah.
But anyhow.
It's so hard to be in that place of having to accept the help. I mean, you know how that's hard for me, because you're a lot of the time the one helping me. And it's so hard because, especially I think for you, because you are a two on the Enneagram, you are the helper. You want to be helping other people. And so to be in that place where you really had no choice but to accept help, it's such a humbling process. It's very difficult, but it's also so amazing to see how people come around and help you. And I think that it really does something to friendships to see who's there and who steps up and who stays for the long haul.
Right.
You know, it's a clarifying thing.
It really is.
Yeah.
You guys, Plan to Eat is back this week as a sponsor because I love them and I think they're amazing. And if you haven't tried them, then I really think you need to, because they're giving you 60 days free for being a listener of Cultivating the Lovely, which is amazing. So Plan to Eat gives you the tools to clip and organize recipes from any website, the ones your family already loves, and fit your own dietary preferences and needs. And you create a meal plan around your schedule. You literally just drag and drop the meals onto your schedule. It could not get easier than that. And then the software automatically creates an organized shopping list based on your plan. You can really easily make that shopping list customized to which stores you typically buy the items at, and then it will automatically put those items under those stores in the future. That is brilliant. And you could create menus, so you can just design an entire week and then copy that menu onto another week in the future without having to do any more thinking. And I am all about reducing the decision fatigue, people. That's exactly what Plan to Eat does for me. It's so easy for me to be able to flip open their app. Yes, their app, so everything is on the go, including your shopping list, and be able to see exactly what I'm having for that week for dinner or for that day. It always keeps me on top of the plan that I've made, and I can plan out really far because of all the smart tools that they have inside of their program. Plus, Plan to Eat has a full-time support team that is available to help you get started with an account and answer any questions, and they work really hard to respond to inquiries within 12 hours. So Plan to Eat is a subscription service that offers monthly and yearly options, $4.95 a month, $39 a year. That's only 75 cents a week. And they normally include a fully functional 30-day trial, no payment required. But as I mentioned, they're actually giving you guys 60 days free. That's 2 months to try out this service and fall in love with it, because I know you will. So go to plantoeat.com/lovely to get your 60 days free. Again, that's plantoeat.com/lovely to get 60 days free. And then while you're there, why don't you just find me at Bold Turquoise? We can share recipes and be friends on Plan to Eat. You're gonna love it. Go check it out.
And it can be such a gift, like, and I think especially on the other side of it, because when you're in the middle of it, it's so hard to see that. You're just trying to survive one day at a time, you know this. and when God brings you to a place where you are then able to receiving, right? You've been just receiving love, receiving people. Anything they have to give, encouragement, prayer, food, watching your kids, anything that I don't even remember how many hundreds of times people were there for me over the course of this whole time of like being, trying to recover from Willa's pregnancy and her birth. And, oh my goodness. Like, but now that I am 2 years later, just there's been so much healing that's happened. Unless you go through something that's that deep and that, and you have to you're desperate.
Yeah.
And you have no other choice but to receive. And then you can, it just gives you this, I think a capability, and just because you had so much that you've been able to receive, then you can give from a place of having received so much. And it's just been such a beautiful gift that God has like used in my life to show me, unless you receive my love, you don't have any to give. And that is just really been a powerful transform me.
Yeah.
Part of all of this in the last couple of years with Willa, and just learning that I don't have anything to give unless I first received.
That's so good. It's so good from such a real hard, you know, like practical thing that you went through, but to still be seeing that like spiritual learning that you got out of it is priceless, really, to see, you know, how God works in that way and how he can teach us things, and seeing you come out, you know, on the other side mostly. I mean, I know sometimes you still struggle with the insomnia, but that was that was a long process.
Yeah, it was.
And you did some practical things to try to help you get through that. One of them I know has been vitamin B. So what tipped you off to that, and when did you start using that?
Okay, well, after I was not recovering after Willa, I just wasn't. I still was sleeping. I wasn't bouncing back like I had with my other kids, you know. And I was getting to a point I was so desperate for help and answers. Like, I couldn't keep going on like this. And we were actually away on vacation in Sandpoint, and the kids had gone swimming. David had taken him to the pool, and I was in the hotel room. I was ready to be like, okay, just take me to the ER. This is like, I can't even, I was just feeling so, so awful.
Yeah.
I hadn't slept. I was just so at such a low point, Mackenzie. And I just literally like cried out to God in the hotel room. Like, God, you've got to show me, like, I don't know what to do. I was really scared.
Yeah.
And I ended up calling my mom, and I ended up talking to her on the phone. And I had read something on the internet earlier that night about B12 and how it can cause insomnia and high blood pressure, which was another thing I was dealing with at the time. And some of the things just really tipped me off that it can be genetic. And my mom has struggled with B12 in the last several years. It's come to her attention that she also has a B12 deficiency. And so that kind of was like, oh, that's weird. Maybe she has it. Maybe I have it. And then I also read that it's like more common in people of Northern European descent, which we are Scandinavian. And so that was another thing that I was like, okay, well, maybe this is what it is. So I talked to her on the phone, and that night she just said, you need to just go get B12 and you can get it and take it. And David actually ran to the store that night, and I started taking it that night, and I slept better that night. So it was kind of an instant, like, oh, okay, my body needs this. So.
But you ended up going to the point where you actually take B12 injections.
Yes, I do. I have I see an amazing naturopathic doctor. And so I have, been prescribed, and I do, injections at home, and for my body, that seems to be by far the best way. And this has been a really long process of getting, you know, Willa kind of out of the hole.
So
So that's when it all started. I'm still taking injections, and I'm so thankful that God just kind of just showed us. Like, he really did give us answers when I was just at a really desperate place. I needed answers.
Yeah. So how long did it take before you started taking the injections? Like, how old was she?
Okay. So when I started first taking it sublingually, it was probably a couple weeks later that I got my first shot. So my first injection. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, and do you still take them daily?
It depends. In the last week, yes, it's been daily. when I'm doing really well, I can stretch them out. So
yeah.
But thankfully, it's the kind of thing where you can't take too much. It's fine, whatever you take. But you're gonna be okay. It's a vitamin. It's not medication. It's not a drug.
It's been amazing to see how you've been able to go through that process. And I mean, honestly, how gracefully you've gone through that process, because you guys will we'll see her and be complaining about our lives. And then, you know, be like, Shella, how are you? Oh, I haven't slept all week. Like, wait, what?
What are you talking about? I'm used to not sleeping.
Yeah.
No.
She just like, oh yeah, yeah. I've slept 4 hours in the past 3 days. Like, I'm fine. Like, what do you? You just watched my kids. Oh my gosh, I should be watching your kids.
No, no, no. You're doing a lot right now, lady. Wow. Yeah, I'm so.
Well, it's been.
I'm blown away by you.
Oh, I don't know about that, but I like we've known each other for quite a while. But mm-hmm. I feel like it's really been in the last year and a half, which was still very much in the middle of everything that you were going through. Like mm-hmm. when I really think about that timeline, it's like, oh, because I always kick myself because I wasn't very involved when you were going through all of that. But then mm-hmm. I also, when I take a step back and look at what was going on, yeah. like I was in the last 6 months
yes.
of my mm-hmm. marriage. And it was like, it was really hard times, but I always wish that I could have been one of those people that was there for you. But I also took comfort in knowing that so many people were like, you definitely were not at a lack of people being there,
no.
but mm-hmm. it humbles me that you have so been there for me while you were going through so much. And mm-hmm. it's really brought us closer together mm-hmm. in the past year and a half, for sure. Mm-hmm. Like ways mm-hmm. that I felt like I hadn't really gotten to know you before that. Mm-hmm. I feel like we've gotten to know each other much better. And you've said mm-hmm. it yourself, like you don't like talking about yourself. So sometimes it's still like peeling back the layers of shell. And I'm right. the one who's like, bleh, here's everything about me. You never wanted to know, but I'm going to tell it all to you.
Oh, but, I love that about you. That's something I wish I had that ability myself.
Oh,
I'm working
gosh.
On it. Vulnerability. It's really important. Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh, I just like totally went overboard. But you always know what you're getting with me. So that's right.
That's I love it.
but I just, it's been so encouraging to me to see like how you've handled what you've been through, but also I'm just so grateful for the way our friendship has blossomed, a friendship mm-hmm. that was always there, but has blossomed mm-hmm. to a different place yes. through something really difficult.
Right. And me too.
Yeah. And especially like for my kids, because mm-hmm. I really think of my local friends. I've talked about this, you know, on the show in different places that you guys, you know, I have one brother. I don't have sisters. I don't have sister-in-laws. Mm-hmm. Like, you guys are like the aunties to my kids.
Yes.
And they really, I feel like, see you guys in that way. They're that mm-hmm. level of comfortable with you guys. Mm-hmm. And I am so beyond grateful for that, because it's something I always wanted for my kids, regardless mm-hmm. of all the crazy.
Right.
Like, you just want right. other women who are godly, who mm-hmm. your kids trust, and you feel like they could talk to you if they couldn't talk to you about something.
Right.
And yes. and people who have, like, it's been so helpful to me to know that mm-hmm. you guys kind of have a pulse on how my kids are doing too. Like
right.
you yeah. can see, oh, she's having an off day, or oh, she mm-hmm. seems to be doing better today. You know, like it's mm-hmm. so good for me to not just be in my head, like, am I the only one seeing this in my kids? Or, you know, to have yeah. that kind of that backup from you guys yes. has been yeah. so, so valuable. But even like their friendships with each yeah. other's kids, you know, like mm-hmm. my kids mm-hmm. love your kids, and, you yeah. know, I love the example that your kids can be to my kids. And it's just, I don't even know how.
Vice versa.
Oh, well, it's hard for me to know how to describe it, because like your kids have a ton of aunties and uncles and cousins
yeah.
and, you
yeah.
know, they're inundated with that. And my kids mm-hmm. are not at all.
Yeah.
And so to have that to a little bit of an extent with you guys
yeah.
is just such a gift from God. I'm just so, so grateful for it, you know, just the way my kids talk about you and your kids and how comfortable they are at your house, probably sometimes maybe not such a good thing. They never want to leave.
Oh, no.
But they just, you know, it's just a really sweet thing to see how God provides that when you don't, you know, have it in actual family. And and to have had that happen, like this strengthening of friendship, and not just for me, but for my kids too, has been one of the sweet things that has come out of a very hard season. So I'm very grateful for that.
Ladies, have you ever thought about having a signature fragrance? You know, that scent that just reminds people of you. I think it's a very Parisian, très chic thing to do, to have that scent that just kind of is who you are, or even a type of scent. But to figure out what that scent actually is, that perfume that you like the absolute best, or the type of scents that you really like wearing, it can be very expensive. Well, with Scentbird, I found a way to test out a whole bunch of different really quality, high-end scents without breaking the bank. Whether it's Tom Ford, Gucci, or Versace, Scentbird.com is helping me figure out what scent I am and is going to keep me smelling good month after month. So what exactly is Scentbird? Well, it's a luxury fragrance subscription service for perfumes and colognes. You just choose the perfume that you want to try and they'll send you a 30-day supply. That's 120 sprays, enough to apply more than 4 times daily for a month. But by only getting that amount and not paying for an entire bottle, it's much more affordable. If you're not sure what type of scent you're looking for, you can sort and find your new fragrance by brand, style, occasion, season, and more. They have ratings and reviews on every fragrance, which I found really helpful. And you can even take their Scentbird True Scent Quiz to discover more personalized recommendations for your taste. It had been a long time since I had shopped for perfume. And it was so great to be able to go on Scentbird's website because they had a breakdown of each perfume, of all the key notes that are in that perfume. So I could find ones that were citrusy or woodsy or stay away from things that I knew I just don't generally agree with. It was really clear to be able to see exactly what notes I'd be hitting on so I could more easily figure out scents that would probably be things that I would like. Plus, the price was so great that I was able to try out a few. And if you think you might want to try out a few scents to figure out what your signature scent might be, then I have an exclusive offer just for our listeners. You can get 50% off your first month today. That's only $7.50 for your first fragrance. So go to scentbird.com/lovely and use my code lovely for 50% off your first month. Again, that's scentbird.com/lovely for you to try your first perfume or cologne for just $7.50. So sign on and start smelling amazing.
So much of this hard stuff is also the fact that we get to spend time together.
Yeah.
If our lives are just sailing on by and we didn't meet each other in the way we do, we wouldn't have all of this time. And we wouldn't be making these deep friendships that are like in the middle of real life, in the middle of real hard stuff. So that is a huge gift.
And I think that's, you know, people ask me all the time, you know, oh, I have a hard time with female friendships and how
we
forge those friendships and stuff. And I know it's very much been that case, like with Rebecca, even though we're so far away and we only contact on Marco Polo, but it's just in the everyday stuff. And we've had that opportunity, I feel like, in the past year and a half to, like you were saying, be there for each other in the everyday stuff, the picking up of each other's kids. Well, mostly you picking up my kids, you know.
Well, I mean, no, you've picked my kids up too.
One time. Well, okay. I've taken Annabelle a couple of times, but I mean, I love too that it's kind of funny, you guys. So I've lived in 3 different houses over the past year and a half, and I feel like your house is like the center point of all of the houses that I've lived in. I'm like,
so weird. It totally is.
It is. It's like they're all the exact same distance away from your house, but in a different direction.
You're right. Oh my goodness. That's crazy. I love it.
And I think God did that for a reason. He knew I needed to be close to you.
That's so special. I know you're my almost neighbor.
Yes, I can literally send up smoke signals and she would be able to see from her house, which is pretty fabulous.
We're gonna have to like do that where I go out on the bluff and I'll wave to you over there somehow.
I know. Like, on the 4th of July, we're going to have to send up contraband fireworks. Be like, look for our fireworks. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun. We're right across the river from each other. And it's super fun because, like, Michelle was going to bring her kids over for a play date a couple of weeks ago. And we just, you know, we always, I feel like, have this comedy of errors. Like, tonight we were going to talk. We're, like, 4 hours late talking tonight because both of us had, like, kids melting down. And then I came downstairs and had an infestation of ants in my kitchen. And, like, I mean, it's just always ridiculous things. But she tried to come and bring her kids to my house, knocked on my neighbor's door, didn't know for sure, and her phone was dead. And so couldn't find my house, was literally next door, went back home. And I was sitting here going, "There, something's not right. Like, I'm just, she lives close enough. I'm just going to drive over there." And sure enough, I was almost to your house when you got your battery back on your phone. You're like, I tried to come. And then it was so funny. So I just went ahead and picked up her girls because I was almost to her house. And when we got back to my house, they were like, "We were right there."
It was hysterical.
Yeah.
I just was so impressed with just how intuitive you were. You just know me well enough to know that, okay, I can't get a hold of her. I'll just go to her house.
Yeah.
I'll
find
her. It's pretty normal for me to have a dead battery on my phone. For those of you who know me well, it's pretty common.
Like, I'm either going to find her along the way or I'll just meet her at her house and we'll get it sorted out. But I do want to, that brings me to something, because that day you gave me a housewarming gift, which was so sweet, you guys. Yeah. It was a beautiful sign that says home sweet home. And it was just like, it's perfect. It's exactly like my style. It's everything. It's so beautiful. I'll have to like post a picture in the show notes or something. Mm-hmm. I'll post it on Instagram the day that this goes live. But you have such a knack for beauty, like you were talking about in your quiet times. You try to, as much as possible, have the flowers and the candle and the something warm to drink. And the like, you guys are the epitome of cultivating the lovely, all of you lovely friends of mine. And you, I feel like, have taught me so much about that, things that I wasn't naturally inclined to, but realized like my soul longs for. Like, it's that part of making a home where it feels like a home. And even in those little moments, you do such a good job of it. Is that something you learned from your mom? Is that something that's just like, just ingrained in you by God? Or like, where did you learn how to do that? What made mom. That, it is your mom?
Yeah, I would say my mom for sure. Yeah.
That's so fun to see how it gets passed on from generation to generation, because I know you're going to be passing that on to your girls, because you just can't help but be around that and soak that up and kind of learn how to do that. And you guys have moved from between a lot of different houses because you've flipped homes. And so what has that process been like for you? When you move into a new home again, of like making it feel like home, how do you personally go about that?
Oh, wow, that's a good question. It's kind of funny. I think I start putting up pretty things before any like of the practical stuff is done. I'm just horrible like that. Like, I have to like decorate my mantle first. So if I have just one pretty spot, because I mean, I don't want anyone to think like by any means beautiful means perfection. I think that's how I can learn how to cultivate the lovely in my life better, is because there's so much imperfection everywhere around me. I have 5 kids. I have a messy house. It's real life going on all the time. But having that one spot, you know, that was pretty was just all in the middle of unpacking all these boxes and this huge mess. And that pretty much sums up every day of my life, really. It's so far from perfect, but it doesn't mean it can't be beautiful. So.
Well, but that's something that I love about going to your house, or like really any of our friends' houses, is you don't feel like you're surrounded by perfection, but you feel totally at home and like you're surrounded by beauty. And it doesn't feel like, oh, I'm in like a messy house or whatever. Like, it feels lived in, but in the best way possible. And it just feels homey. Like, there's not one of you guys that I walk into your house and I don't just kind of instantly like breathe out. Like, oh, it just feels homey.
I agree. Yeah.
I think that's another one of those grace things that moms need to have with themselves is allowing yourself to not seek after the perfection, but also welcoming other people into that space and just being able to be real about it. Like you're saying, you've got five kids. It's not going to be perfect, you know, but it can still feel beautiful. And and beauty matters. It matters to have whatever beauty is to you around, because I think ultimately those are the things the kids will remember beyond the laundry on the couch or whatever.
Right.
You know,
we hope.
Yeah.
But yeah. And like that people matter. I mean, it's just, I think you're so right. They're going to remember, oh man, if I could just look them in the eye and just look past the mess. I mean, please God help me do that every day. Like that is just my heart's cry. It's not something that comes naturally for me. I need God's grace to see that. And I just pray that I can grow in that. I really want to be that mom who can see the beauty in the mess and see my kids and not just like, oh my goodness, like we need to clean the house. We need to do the laundry. We need, you know, like there's so much to do, you know?
Yeah. And we're not sitting here like being like, oh, just let it all go and never deal with it.
No, right.
You know, but I think it is so important to just know that, like you're saying, like relationships matter, beauty matters, and you do what you can, and that's okay. And it's okay to welcome other people into that place.
Yeah.
And it helps all of us to do what we can without just completely burning ourselves out or getting down on ourselves about, you know, things that you don't need to be getting down about if you're putting your priorities in order and you're focusing on those relationships. And I think those are all good things.
Me too.
Well, I think you have like 1,000 pearls of wisdom tucked in your heart that I could be pulling out, but we're running out of time. And so would you share with everyone what a typical day looks like for you? Now, I know you said you don't have much of a typical day, but how does it
look? Well, a typical day for me, I include a lot of usually running kids around to places, whether it's like ballet or, going to tech, which is cooperative, or, like just seeing who we can love on and, whose kids that includes. we just love that. I love being at this place right now in my life where I have the ability to have more of an open home. I'm just so grateful for that, to have the strength and health, to be able to be in that place. And, it's just, there's nothing I love more than that. So, our home is just, I'm so excited about summer and being able to have, we're going to do a Bible study this summer and hopefully have it out in the back. I have a beautiful view of the river below our house and just sit out there with some of our dear friends and open God's word and really just dig in and love on each other and to have like yummy snacks, chocolate. I'm really looking forward to that. So a day in a life is just, that's a little snip of what it would look like. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one. So what is some small way that you are currently cultivating loveliness in your life?
This morning, I took Willa to her first yard sale. My friend found out about this amazing yard sale. We bought 3 chairs. We bought a red chair and a rocking chair and a little chair for the desk. And it's so cute. And it was it was so fun.
That is so fun.
So yard sailing season, lady.
That is so fun. I love that. That's a really good way too. Cultivate some lovely in your life.
Ladies, did you know that earaches are one of the primary causes for doctor visits, with over 30 million visits per year? I think about half of those were attributed to my family in the past year, but Highlands can help. After you've been diagnosed with an earache by a physician, try Highlands homeopathic ear drops or tablets. Highlands has been trusted for generations to provide safe homeopathic medicines for all members of the family. All of us in my family used them over this past winter and spring, and they made such a difference. Highlands homeopathic earache drops and tablets provide natural relief to help you get back to doing what you love. Visit Highlands.com, HYLANDS to find a retailer near you. That's Hylands.com/ear-pain. Claims are based on traditional homeopathic practice, not accepted medical evidence. Not FDA evaluated. Read and follow label directions.
Is it okay if I ask you a question really quick before we have to be done? I don't know.
Sure.
I just want to know, as your friends and your followers out there, how can we be praying for you right now?
Oh, well, you know, because I texted you, so I know you have ulterior motives to get this on the internet. But I have been, things have just been like extra stressful lately.
Yeah.
And I've had to do some shifts in like legal representation and all of that kind of thing to hopefully try to move things forward in a better direction for my kids. And so I think there's a few different tiers to what people can be praying for. Just for encouragement and hope for me, because that's supposed to be my word of the year this year, hope.
Yeah.
And it's been hard to find, if I'm being honest. Yeah. And I know that I just need to keep being better about seeing the little ways that God is coming through, but that he would just continue to give me guidance about what the right decisions are moving forward, especially with the divorce and with my career. Also, that's something that I'm praying for provision and for guidance in making decisions and the right things to do with cultivating the lovely and the same page and my voiceover stuff. Like, things have been growing, but I need them to grow a whole lot more to feel like we're in any sort of stable place.
Right.
And that is a constant, almost minute to minute stress for me, that financial of where are we going to make it this month? And so to get to a place where I'm not asking for like the moon, I don't want to, you know, I'm not trying to pray to be like wealthy and whatever, but if we could be at a place where I knew we were taken care of, that especially with the mounting legal fees, it's a very very real thing and very overwhelming to even be able to get the divorce finished. I have to come up with a lot more money on top of us just living day to day. And so that my kids would have understanding for that, and that I would be able to provide, because it's really just me doing all of it. And I mean, I say that, but also, I mean, there are so many amazing women like on Patreon and, you know, people who have been so generous to me and poured out to me and been there for me. But I don't want to just be a charity case, you know, like I want to, I want to be earning it and I want to be working. And
and you are so hard. I don't know anyone working harder than you right now.
Well,
seriously,
you never feel like it's enough, you know?
Right.
And so that I would just be able to get more work, you know, I think that's really, that's a huge thing for me. So, and that my kids would be okay. And that just, you know, the custody and all of those things would work out for their best interests, for what is really going to be best for them. That's those are the things, I guess, that people can be praying for. So on to something totally the opposite of that. Are you ready for my stock questions?
Sure.
Okay.
Bring them on.
Okay. Candles or essential oil diffuser?
Both? Is that an okay answer? No.
Yeah. Of course it is.
I probably lean towards candles.
Okay. All right. Cloth napkins or paper?
Paper.
All right. Yeah. I thought you were going to say paper, and then I had this
cute
sort of like
cute paper.
There you go. There you go. Okay. City or country?
I don't know. I think city.
I would say city for you.
Yeah, I'm city.
Yeah. Okay. Paper or digital?
Oh, I love the idea of paper, but I really can't live without digital help.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear you. And I think I have to backpedal for a second to the last question of city or country, because I really believe you're a city girl. But man, for living in the city, you've got like the most amazing view, and like,
I know.
It's just like,
we have the best of both worlds.
Oh yeah, you totally do. It's amazing. Okay. Shopping. Would you rather do it online or in the store?
Oh, it depends on what it is. Online for something that I already know I want. I'd rather just go to Amazon. Even like,
yeah,
it's honest, you can wait 2 days for anything, right?
Yeah. Did you hear they're changing it? They're making Prime one day shipping.
No way.
Yeah.
Ugh. I don't know how they're gonna do that, but
I know. Bring it on.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
Perfect. That's
yeah.
exciting. I will use that.
Yeah.
And then I love shopping in store for gifts, especially if I'm looking for something pretty in particular for somebody.
You are a good gift shopper and a good gift wrapper. I mean, you guys have never seen anything like it. They're really something.
Oh, you're sweet. I love giving gifts.
You're good at it. Okay. It's 4 o'clock or whatever time you're making dinner and you need a mental break. Do you listen to a podcast or music?
It just depends on the day, because I will go one way or the other. Probably if I need like a boost of energy, I'll turn on music.
Okay.
And if I just need to like hear an adult voice, I will turn on a podcast.
Yes. I think I'm kind of the same way with that.
Yeah.
So what would be one of the podcasts you would listen to?
Oh, I'll tell you, the last one I listened to is Church Home. I love Church Home, and with Judah Smith. I think they've actually sponsored your show, haven't they?
They have, yes.
Yeah. So shout out to them. I love them.
Yeah, that's fun.
And actually, I do a lot of sermon listening on podcasts. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chocolate, milk, or dark?
I'm with you.
Yes.
I'm a dark chocolate girl.
And she's really good at giving chocolate, too.
Oh,
okay.
Well, that's because I'm good at consuming it.
One for me, one for you.
Yes, exactly. Totally. You're
okay. It's a good plan. It's a good plan. All right. Sports or no sports?
Oh, sports.
Okay.
I guess. Like minimal sports. Yeah. I mean, like personally, minimal sports. Walking. Is that a sport? I love walking.
She does a lot of walking. That's another way you take care of yourself. You do a good job.
Yeah.
You get out there. Yeah.
It helps.
Yes. Okay. This is a silly question to even ask you. I feel like, I don't know. Live broadcasting. Would you rather broadcast or watch?
Oh, what is that what we're doing right now?
This isn't live, but like, when I think of your like Insta
stories. Oh yeah, it's not live, duh.
Yeah, but you have Insta stories, but they're never of you. Like they're of your children, or most of my Insta stories are of myself.
Well, if I was like as cute as you are, I'd be of myself too.
No,
it's I'm just, kidding.
It's like a difference in personality. So
yes, it totally is.
You're just not like.
It's my two-ness. I like to hide.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's true.
Hide behind the cute kid.
And they are adorable. Oh my goodness. The skirt Willow was wearing today. It was so cute. Okay. What is your favorite movie?
That's hard. I'm going to go with one that maybe no one's ever seen before. And just because, everyone says You've Got Mail. I love You've Got Mail. It's definitely one of my favorites. But I really love a movie called Cinderella Man. With Russell Crowe. Have you seen that?
Oh, yes. Oh, multiple times.
I adore that movie. So that's
so good.
That's
with Paul Giamatti and Renee Zellweger.
Yes. It's excellent. Oh, you've totally seen it. I adore that movie.
Yeah. So good. And the time period with the Depression era. Yeah. They did such a good job. Yeah.
I love it.
I just listened to... This is totally a rant on a different subject, sort of, but Penny Marshall's memoir, and it's called like My Mother Was Nuts, I think is what it's called.
But that sounds interesting.
She didn't end up making Cinderella Man, but she was in the talks for making Cinderella Man like 10 years before it got made.
Really?
And even like way before, it was a different script and everything. And she was looking at Paul Giamatti, but for a different character that character wasn't even in the final cut of the movie. But yeah, really interesting to hear like how long things take in Hollywood and how they change and they change hands. And yeah, so I was just 2 weekends ago, I was listening about that.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah. Okay. If you were to put yourself on the crunchy spectrum, where 0 is totally not crunchy and 10 is singing Kumbaya by the fire with your legs unshaven and dreadlocks in your hair, where are you on the spectrum?
Oh, you know this about me. I'm totally a closet crunchy, but I'm pretty high up there. I'm probably like in 7 or 8.
I love that. You're my fellow crunchy person that if I say something kind of off the wall, I know I'll get an understanding look from you instead of like a, wait, what?
Right.
Yeah. So I very much appreciate that about you. Oh, well, thank you so much for getting through all the craziness of this evening and staying up late with me tonight. I hope you're able to get sleep tonight. I didn't keep that past your limit. Yeah.
When you it's been so fun. Anytime I get to spend with you is just a total treasure. Thank you. I feel so honored to have had this time with you sitting out in my car in the garage.
Well, I feel the same about you. And it's very rare that we get to just like sit and talk like this. So
yeah. I feel really spoiled.
I know, right? This never happens. Yeah. All right.
To do this more often.
Right? You need to be on the podcast at least once a month.
Whatever. Sure. Why not?
I love it. Good. I'll put that down in paper. I'll have you sign it tomorrow. Well, thank you so much, Shell. And I'll have you on again soon.
Oh, thank you. I love you so much.
I love you too. Bye. All right, ladies. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode. I hope you really enjoyed it with my dear friend, Shell Bruzes. You can find links to her Instagram and all the other things that we talked about in our show notes, which you can find at boldturquoise.com/117. In those show notes, you can also find links to all of our sponsors. And anytime you go and visit one of those sponsors, especially if you order from them, it really helps support the show and let them know that we are a show worthy of sponsoring. Also, if you want to give the show a little bit of support, you could head over to iTunes and leave a rating and review. It does wonders for boosting the podcast and really getting the word out about the show. And of course, if you felt like sharing on your social media, we would also love that. Be sure to tag me at Mackenzie Coppa. That's also where you can find me to chit chat with me on Instagram and watch my stories. I would love to interact with you there, and I will definitely reshare if you share anything, especially in stories about the podcast. So thank you so much, ladies, for all of the support that you give this show and the way that you have helped it continue over the years. I can't believe that we're sort of drawing to a close on our 4th season, which is pretty amazing. So stay tuned for lots more that's going to be happening over the summer. But until next week, go be bold and gracious.